Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture.
And I'm Andy Murray from What Culture. And coming up today, the legal wrangling between WWE and Cody Rhodes over Cody's name is over. And on top of that, WWE is putting together a rather stacked card for next week's NXT.
And speaking of stacked cards, I'm going to bring you the full card for Full Gear, which goes down this Saturday, and some very exciting news if you're a fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is the news.
Imagine not being a fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's like, why do you even watch this sport? Let's kick things off by talking Cody Rhodes, WWE. WWE has conceded. They've planted their white flag. They've admitted defeat. I'm just being a fanny. That's you know, they've abandoned their claim. They're filing for the copyright, the trademark on Cody Rhodes, the term Cody Rhodes, meaning that Cody is now free to use his full ring name for the first time since leaving WWE in 2016. So WWE owned that property, Cody Rhodes, up until this April when the trademark actually expired. Cody had filed an application to gain that himself, but it was rejected in July. Now, 4 months later, WWE has let go of it and Cody cut a promo after last night's Dynamite saying, "It feels really good to be Cody Rhodes again." So that's happened. Another thing that has happened is that Cody has actually given up some filings of his own. He's not going to pursue the Match Beyond and Slamboree anymore. He actually conceded those in October, which presumably frees up WWE to take control of him. A couple of old WCW properties there. This is an interesting thing, man, because Cody has been the American Nightmare Cody for so long. You know, when he's coming out with Brandy, it's Brandy and Cody Rhodes, or Cody and Brandy Rhodes, sorry, because then you can kind of complete their surnames. Brandy, of course, is free to be Brandy Rhodes because she was Eden Styles in WWE, so that's not a trademark issue. But yeah, man, it just kind of ends the awkwardness. Like, every time I'm typing up an article or writing a headline or whatever, it's just Cody, one word. And that feels weird, but it's technically correct because that was the guy's ring name. Now he's free to do whatever the hell he wants. Legal situation over. And I think it's the right move because let's be honest, Adam Wilborn and viewers at home, what the hell were WWE going to use a Cody Rhodes trademark for?
Yeah, exactly. They weren't exactly going to introduce a new wrestler as Cody Rhodes.
imagine.
Yeah, why can't we all just get along? It's nice that it's finally happened. It's about damn time. And yeah, fantastic, of course. But I have one question for you, Andy, because I've seen this doing the rounds today. Now, Cody could never challenge the AEW World title again. But he's not Cody anymore, is he?
I think if they used that as a reason or as an excuse or whatever, they would earn a lot of deserved criticism. But, you know, looking at like Cody giving up the filings for the WCW stuff as well, I really hope that this was the product of them all just sitting down and being adults and going, "If you give us this, we'll give you this." That would be nice, but it's not as salacious, is it? And we love salacious, so why not?
Welcome back, Cody Rhodes. It's good to have you back, brother. And speaking of Cody and AEW, let's look ahead to Full Gear. It goes down this Saturday, and me and Adam Nicholas, who have actually quite a good track record when it comes to AEW live streams, will be doing live stream for it on Saturday night, so do join us here on the YouTube channel for that. After that, we'll obviously be doing What Went Down, and me and Michael Hamflett will be talking through everything that happened on what is a stacked card. 9 matches on there. You may have heard that John Silver versus Orange Cassidy, which was originally going to be on the buy-in pre-show, that's been moved to the main card. Good, well-deserved, as people especially like John Silver, who's just been smashing it out of the park over the last few months. And it was announced on last night's Dynamite, there is going to be a pre-show match on the buy-in to replace it for the NWA Women's title with the sensational Serena Deeb. That's not her nickname, that's just me calling it her, because I love her, I think she's brilliant, against Allison Kay. Exciting, this.
Yeah, this is interesting. Allison Kay announcing just, you know, like 24 hours ago or something, that she's done with the NWA, she's a free agent, and then it's announced that she's going to have this match for her old NWA Women's title on an AEW pay-per-view. It's a cool thing, it's an exciting thing. You know, she is immediately one of the biggest name free agent, female free agents in the whole game, joining the likes of Tessa Blanchard and so forth. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this. It's another extension, you know, another little bit of NWA flavor in AEW. Serena Deeb is capable of having a good match. She's so good she could probably have a good match with me, and I am a moron. So I'm sure it'll be a good match. Interested to see how Allison Kay does. And if she does really well, I'm sure AEW might extend her an offer. Or alternatively, if she does really well on an AEW show, WWE will probably offer her a contract, because that's how things work at the moment, right?
And if you're wondering why we haven't gone into the card in more detail, don't worry. We will do when we get to the Twitter questions.
Yes, we shall. Pivot over to NXT a little bit, shall we? Next week's show, they are loading it up. It seemingly seems. Seemingly seems. That's a phrase that I just used. 2 title matches announced for next week. Johnny Gargano defending the North American Championship that he won from Damian Priest at Halloween Havoc against an opponent still to be announced. On top of that, we are getting a rematch of the recent NXT Tag Team title match, the match in which Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, my boys, took the belts. We're getting Breezango, Lorcan and Burch. Lorcan and Burch are obviously on the upswing at the moment. They've got Pat McAfee and Pete Dunne. It's a hell of a group, especially with Big Bad Pat doing the Big Bad promos. Another match announced for next week as well, Xia Li versus Raquel Gonzalez. That was at Xia Li's request. AEW also announced some stuff. Pentagon and Phoenix, they're going to have another match. That'll be crazy again. And we're also getting The Butcher and the Blade versus The Natural Nightmares next week. So, you know, WWE throwing a couple of title matches together. AEW is a post-pay-per-view show. You would expect a little ratings bump for that. Maybe the title matches are coming in to kind of take the edge off that. But who knows? I'm sure both shows will be good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, fine. Although, please be careful with Penta and Phoenix 2. Well, not 2, I realise, but, you know, in this run, 2. Anyway, yeah. And on NXT, 2 title matches where I really hope the title doesn't change hands, because Johnny Gargano killed it with his promo last night. If you haven't seen it, well worth searching out that sort of minute and a half of him talking about how much he bloody loves wheels and always has. And yeah, as much as I have been a fan of Breezango for since their real inception, I'd say, Burch and Lorcan with Pat McAfee and just jacked Pete Dunne. yeah, don't change anything about that. So really excited to see how that goes down on NXT next week. Let's conclude with a little bit of a story about Stone Cold Steve Austin. Some very exciting news coming off the back of another brilliant Chris Van Vliet interview. Friend of the channel, of course.
Big Chris.
And subscribe to his channel. He's great. He has some fantastic guests on. And as you can tell from this, he gets some really interesting stuff out of them. He had former WWE employee Lillian Garcia on there. And she revealed that one of the producers of The Last Dance, you know, the basketball with the Chicago Bulls swish,
net
nothing
ball
but net
thing. Yeah. New York Yankees,
well,
yeah.
They contacted Lillian Garcia about getting involved in a new project, a documentary all about Stone Cold Steve Austin. She said, I come to find out that they want to do a documentary for Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it's coming out next year. If this is anything like The Last Dance, Andy, it's going to be bloody brilliant.
Yeah, this should be sick. The Last Dance was just, like, it came out at the perfect time as well, because we'd been locked down for like 4 weeks, and suddenly we get this just really sick, deep, intricate look at the Chicago Bulls, the final season, the 6th NBA championship, and obviously everything that happened to Michael Jordan in his life before that, his teammates and everything surrounded it. It was a great, in-depth, tremendously well-produced piece of television and a great piece of storytelling as well. Steve Austin has one of the most storied careers in pro wrestling history. The highs are obvious, the lows are just as obvious. Ringmaster. There's a lot of really cool, interesting stuff to cover. I don't really see how I could feel anything but great or excited about the prospect of this. It's a great subject. It's a team with a great track record already between this and the Vince McMahon documentary that's going to be on Netflix. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff for us to consume wrestling-wise. We've also got Dark Side of the Ring on the way back with, like, you know, the new season has like 400 episodes or something. So there's a lot of really great, high-quality wrestling-based television in the works at the moment. It's sick because we haven't had anything like this for years. And maybe the Vince McMahon will be a little bit fluffy and there'll be some bollocks and whatever else. But, you know, it'll still be a fun ride. So who the hell... Well, you should care. I'm not going to say who the hell cares, but it'll still be fun.
Yeah, it's something we really need to look forward to, especially here in Great Britain, where we've all just gone on lockdown again.
Hey, I'm stuck here in Adam Cleary's bathroom where I've been for the past 2 weeks and I can't leave now. Good.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, we want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Matt Rains. Says, good morning, Mellors. Morning to Carmella, yes, and also morning, fellas. I hope you're both doing well. Andy, just wanted to know your thoughts on what will go down at Full Gear, as Wilborn and Sidgwick will be doing a preview pod this weekend. Good plug there, Matt.
Very nice.
What Culture Wrestling is going to be out on Saturday morning, just ahead of Full Gear. Me and Sidgwick talking about those 9 great matches. So, yeah, Andy, what do you think is going to go down? I sort of half mentioned the card earlier. We've, of course, got the AEW World title match, an I Quit match between Moxley and Kingston, Cody versus Darby Allin for the TNT title, FDR versus the Young Bucks, and if the Young Bucks lose, they can never challenge the titles again. Omega versus Page, Jericho versus MJF. The list goes on and on and on. How do you see it going, Andy?
Well, Full Gear, from one plug to another. If you want to know what I think is going to happen in the TNT title match and what I think should happen in the TNT title match, check out our video right now, The One Thing AEW Must Do at Full Gear. I've got 12 minutes on how I personally would put that match together, resolve the outcome. I've also got my regular predictions article coming out on the website either tonight or tomorrow. That's where you can get the full breadth of my thoughts on this upcoming pay-per-view. But I'll give you one nugget of information. I believe that the Young Bucks will defeat FTR and become the new AEW World Tag Team Champions in the main event.
Mm-hmm. That bloody promo as well, by the way, on last night's Dynamite with plotting Page and Omega. God, he's going to be a bastard on Saturday, isn't he? Anyway, speaking of bastards, Marco Stunt's basketball coach asks, very simple question, do you think Pac turns up at Full Gear this Saturday? By the way, Roxy says hello. First of all, Roxy, good dog.
Legend.
And what a promo from Pac on Dynamite last night, by the way.
Yeah, really good stuff. I was actually joking about it with our boss earlier before we came on the air. I was like, yeah, I mean, it kind of looked like he was cutting a promo from his living room across town in Newcastle, but it was cool, man. It was good stuff. It was good to have the bastard back on TV. When's he going to show up? Pay-per-view? Well, it depends on, you know, boring stuff, right? It depends on travel bans and restrictions and stuff. You can't leave the UK now as a result of lockdown. So if he got there beforehand, maybe there's a chance. I suspect the Pac is going to come back. I suspect that he's already in the United States. And I feel like he's going to return on next week's Dynamite. Not the pay-per-view. Penta versus Phoenix is going down again next week. Mm. What's the purpose of this rematch? Could it be to do something with Eddie Kingston, who has stolen 2/3 of Death Triangle away from Pac, fighting each other? Kingston's been playing this up a bit as well. He's been like, Pentagon's my best friend. Phoenix, you take this substitution and bugger off. There's a lot of stuff to play with there. And I think if Eddie Kingston loses the world title match at Full Gear this weekend, and then he has to deal with Pac coming back on Dynamite, that puts him in a really interesting situation because his whole AEW world is collapsing on itself. And that's a situation we've not seen Eddie in so far. So I've gone really long-winded. Short answer, no, but next week.
Yeah, I believe he's in America. I reckon, and I'd love to have been on the fly on the wall for this chartered jet between Pac, Pete Dunne and Tony Storm just hopping over here. But yeah, I hope he shows up on Saturday because we'll get to react to it live on our live stream, of course. But I think you might be right on that one. Regardless, seeing him back in AEW would be, as the locals say around here, Andy, mint!
Pays pudding. That's what it would be.
Final question, quick, let's move on. Megan Roxburgh says, with WWE moving to a shorter card length since April, thank Christ for that, of around 7 or 8 matches per show, do you think this is something that will continue once crowds are physically back in arenas?
No. No, I don't think it is. I have certainly welcomed the switch towards shorter cards. It is, you know, just prevents you from getting burned out and tired and everything else that we've been complaining about for like the past X amount of years of 4 or 5 hour pay-per-views. But no, this feels like a consequence to me. It feels like a safety measure and just a sensible measure of not having 400 different dudes and women all in the building at the same time and trying to cut back on things, the increased measures relating to the ongoing global bastard. I believe that when crowds come back, we will see a return to the bumper cards. And yes, WrestleMania 37, 38, 39, whatever the first one is with a full attendance, will be 24 hours long.
You might be right there, to be fair. Let's move on to today's and finally, and just once again, Sami Zayn smashing it out of the park on Twitter, saying, I see such idiocy and cruelty on Twitter that I'm often tempted to react with anger. I rarely engage, though. Right thing to do there, Sami, realising I would just be part of the problem. However, I've been toying with the idea of a Twitter purge. One day a year where I just rip dumb mofos to shreds. Thoughts, there's a vote. I voted on behalf of What Culture Wrestling, not for No Rise Above With Grace, but for Yas, Drag Them King. And yeah, that's a 75%. So good luck, everyone. Sami Zayn's coming for us.
Shooter Sammy's coming out. Or, you know, alternatively, if you don't want to be the real shooter, you could adopt the Murray method. The Murray method is really simple. Always mute assholes. AMA. You thought that stood for ask me anything? No. It means get these toxic pricks out of your life. The joy of the mute button, right? If someone slides in your mentions with some bollocks, if you mute them, they can't do their stupid little dunk tweet where they go, ha, look at my cry laugh emojis. This guy blocked me. He must be sensitive. Mute them. They're gone. They don't exist. They never know. These sad, broken people who have nothing to do but abuse you online are out of your life and left to scream in the void. However, I would legitimately pay a month's salary to watch Sami just destroying people on Twitter all day as well. So I guess I'm a hypocrite, but you got two methods.
Yes, there you go. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. As I said, coming up this weekend, our preview of Full Gear. And later on today, myself and the Daily Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite and NXT. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions, and yeah, again, dog pictures at What Culture. Pet pictures,
always.
Not just dogs. I love cats as well. Someone sent us a gecko or something the other day. I meant to use. Apologies, I'll find that one again. At What Culture WWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday, Terry Runnels. Although, it shouldn't really be a happy birthday for Terry Runnels because she still hasn't been jailed for the brutal murder of Moppy. Justice for Moppy. Put Terry Runnels in jail. How do you kill someone live on TV and get away with it, man? It's almost like pro wrestling. Is it real?
Happy birthday to Terry. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.